Good morning. Good morning. Monday morning motivation. Let's get it going. Amen. Be motivated in Jesus. Jesus is God's Son, Son of God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Christ. Jesus is potentate. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We were in Ephesians chapter 5 dealing with, wherefore be not unwise, verse 17, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So what is the will of the Lord? The will of the Lord is to be filled with the Spirit. Verse 18, be not drunk with wine, which wherein is excess. He's using two opposing things. One is a drunken man has no control over himself. He staggers, he hits things, he falls into things. Somebody under the Spirit's control is just the opposite. They have control. We have control because he's controlling us. So we want the Spirit of God to control our temperaments, control our tongues, control, amen, all the things that would emanate out of our body. We want to bring these things under the control of the Spirit. How do we do that? By losing control of ourselves. Now that's where we left off. And then he says, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So the other thing that he's dealing with is as we come under control of the Spirit, we start a joyful praise. We not only come under the control of the Spirit to be filled, is to be under his control, but now we begin to celebrate who he is. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Therefore, every morning we get up, we ought to start a praise session. We ought to thank God for who he is. We ought to praise him. We ought to exalt him. You don't need a piano. You don't need a choir. You don't need a harp. Just in your heart. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, book of psalms, and hymns. Hymns of Zion, and spiritual songs like Miriam did in Exodus 15 when the Red Sea opened up and swallowed Pharaoh. She led a song of rejoicing. Go look at it. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And here it is, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to learn in everything, give thanks. We got to learn that we ought to come under his control. We ought to celebrate with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. And then we ought to confess that everything that comes into our lives, we thank him for. We thank him in. We thank him with. And you will be surprised. The peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So I want you and I want myself to let the Spirit control us. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you.